Kansas. Agriculture Network News.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. The digital divide has become a political divide on Capitol Hill as funding just ran out for a key broadband subsidy under the Affordable Connectivity Program. Congress has failed to approve new funding for the $14 billion program relied on more heavily by rural Americans for its $30 a month internet discounts, for many the reason they're connected. But Senate Communications and Broadband Panel Chairman Ben Ray Lujan says April was the last full month of ACP funding.
Now each household will only receive a partial benefit if Congress fails to act. That will be the end of the Affordable Connectivity Program. And mind you, all of these customers across America received notices back in January as well that this program was going away. Congress had a little bit of time to be able to fix things.
But partisan differences are keeping that from happening. Top panel Republican John Thune says the FCC's own survey shows just 22% of those on ACP had no internet before the program, arguing for a full review by FCC of its subsidy programs.
It is imperative that the FCC conduct such an analysis so that we can make informed decisions on the future of broadband affordability programs for truly low-income Americans. And simply saying 23 million households will lose broadband if ACP does not receive new funding is not undertaking a fundamental analysis.
Thune argues full funding at current eligibility levels would cost more than $19 billion a year. Senate Commerce Committee Chairwoman Maria Cantwell has proposed $7 billion in partial new funding through year's end by renewing FCC auction authority, but the effort, despite some bipartisan support, remains stalled. The outlook for soybean harvest in Brazil's state of Rio Grande do Sul is deteriorating rapidly after torrential rain flooded fields with about a quarter of the beans still to be harvested. That state had been on track to become the second largest producer in Brazil behind Mato Grosso. This is the Kansas Ag.